Hey there, this is Coach Human Works and I'm Abe Stone. It's awesome to have you here, really. And today I want to address a question that came in on Facebook, okay? Someone wrote in, they were very interested in the topic of communication, and I'd been sharing a few things, particularly the idea of, well, if I'm going a direction in my life and I want to change, I want to be something different, well, how does that work if my own family, my own relatives are bringing me down? They're not the kind of people, they're not going where I want to go. And I can't do anything to change that situation. And this was a question that came to me on a private note, you know, and I respect this person's privacy, so, you know, no names or anything, but it's a very interesting idea, and I thought about it, and I know that a lot of people are stuck in that situation. The thing about it is that it's not something that you have to just suffer through. There are things that you can do. And thank you for asking that question, because it's a really great question, and I know a lot of people are probably faced with this. So hopefully this answer will help many of you out there, and let me know if it resonates with you. Okay, so here are some short tips that I believe can really make a difference in this area. One of them is learn to be present. Okay, I can't necessarily tell you exactly how this works and all the science behind it, but it's a great insight that I learned from studying the work of Eckhart Tolle, where he talked about the power of now. And the simple idea is this: when you are present in the moment, you're not distracted by the future, you're not thinking about the past, you're not actually trying to get away from, you're not regretting the things that you said that put you in this difficult situation, you're not thinking how you can quickly move away from the situation or get rid of the person, whatever the case might be. If you're simply present and you just breathe, pay attention to what's going on, listen, really pay attention, a lot of the negativity, a lot of the things that can pull you down will just dissipate, because you're in the moment, okay? And it's amazing what that does for your life. And I think to tie together in with this, if I could just add, before you end up in those conversations with the person, or, you know, being around the person, you could also take a time just to meditate. And that's a real key way of being present. If you know you're going into that situation, just stop for, you know, 20 minutes before, just go into the bathroom or something and stop for 10 minutes and meditate. Just get your mind calm and at peace, so that when you're in the situation, you're present and you're able to really respond from your heart. All right, now the next one, point number two that I'd like to suggest is don't resist the situation, don't be fighting it. This is a really key thing, and that is what we resist persists. The more you fight, the more you oppose people or situations or things, the stronger they become in your life and the stronger they attack you. Not necessarily that the people attack you, but the influences, they tend to grow and they tend to be exaggerated. But if you can just learn to accept it, accept that you're here, because then the solutions, the answers, the ideas will come to you from that open place of acceptance. One thing that I want to say, though, is that I'm not in any way belittling or negating the difficulty that it is to be in such a situation, okay? I know that it's a very trying situation, but these are things that help to bring light into your relationships and into your situation. And point number three is learn to love and forgive in spite of their faults. You know, even if they get under the skin, if they really bother you, just in your heart, just even if they're not asking for your forgiveness, just let it go. Just learn to forgive. Learn to be at peace with the way they are, that you won't necessarily change them, and that you forgive them, either for hurt or for the negativity or whatever it is that they're bringing into your life. And learn to love them. Okay, this brings us to point number four. And don't just learn to love them. Learn to love them in the way that they feel and that they understand love. Because when you love someone, in spite of the negativity or the problems or the way that they're in, you feel that they're bringing their influence in your life in a bad way, and you turn around and instead of like feeling like, okay, you just gotta bear with this thing, well, give love. And you might find that love is reflected back from them, that you'll receive that love, and that your relationship will become a positive one. You'll move into a position of power. And I would strongly recommend, this is a book that I read recently. It's called The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman, and I'll put a link in the post below. I definitely recommend that you check it out, and you'll find that in those relationships, if you learn to love in the language that really means something to them, they will feel the love and they'll be less prone to be negative. They'll be less prone to either attack or bring you down, or because when love is in the air, magic happens. Things really go differently. And then you can also, if you understand your love language, you can learn how to make requests that are meaningful to you. And that you may be surprised, they'll be willing to give you love in the way that it's important to you. Don't be thrown off by the fact that this is written for love relationships. It also works very much in friendships and family. And I think he has a few books that follow up on, you know, as parents or in friendships. But it's a really big key that you might find could be just the answer that you need. Okay, now let me leave you with a quote for today. It's amazing. Life changes very quickly in a very positive way if you let it. That's from Lindsay Vonn. Here's your affirmation for today. Be sure to post it by your bed and really visualize yourself. Feel yourself becoming this new person. Say it in the morning when you wake up 3 times. Say it in the evening before you go to bed. I choose to have my life filled with positive people. And here's another one for good measure. The more I focus my mind on the good, the more good comes to me.